All right, everybody, I'm doing a series of live videos tonight. Series, as many as I can, 10-minute long, nothing crazy. So this one is about the best ETF in the world, an analysis of performance and diversification. Now, exchange-traded funds have become increasingly popular among investors in recent years due to their low fees, tax efficiency, and ease of use. With so many ETFs available, it can be difficult to determine which one is the best. In this article, well, this article mainly, we will analyze the performance and diversification of various ETFs to determine the best ETF in the world. To determine the best ETF in the world, we first need to establish criteria for evaluation. We will consider the following factors: long-term performance, diversification across asset classes, and, asset classes and geographies, and low expense ratios. I love an ETF that has a low expense ratio and massive diversification. That is really incredible. Anyway, one ETF that stands out in terms of long-term performance is the Vanguard Total Stock Market ETF, the VTI. This ETF tracks the performance of the CRSP U.S. Total Stock Market, Total Market Index, which includes over 3,500 stocks across all market capitalizations. Over the past 10 years, VTI has delivered an average annual return of 15.6%, outperforming the S&P 500 index. Oh, looks like we got spank that asset class. Yes, I got Tim on. Now, I'm doing a lot of quick, just to let everybody know, I'm doing a lot of quick article reads tonight. So it's really, normally I would be doing a sexy powwow with Tim, but tonight I'm going to try to like do as many different live videos. I want to experiment tonight. I'm just going to like, I'm reading articles, some that I've wrote, some that I've auto-generated. So basically I'm just experimenting at this point, but I want to try to get as many interesting live videos as possible, because live videos, I hate to say it, get way more views than pre-recorded sometimes. So I figured if I do a good ton of good live videos on using StreamYard, which I actually may consider getting StreamYard, like the actual full-time StreamYard without the logo. But I don't mind for now. It's totally fine. Anyway, let's see. I'll do a Q&A after the article's done, though, real quick. Now, when it comes to diversification, the iShares MSCI World ETF URTH stands out. This ETF tracks the MSCI World Index, which includes over 1,600 large and mid-cap stocks across 23 developed countries. This provides investors with exposure to a wide range of industries and economies, reducing the risk of concentration in any one sector or country. That's smart. Smart as hell. Now, finally, when it comes to low expense ratios, the SPDR, S-P-D-R, S&P 500 ETF Trust, its ticker symbol is SPY, S-P-Y, is hard to beat. With an expense ratio of just 0.09%, SPY is one of the cheapest ETFs available. This ETF tracks the performance of the S&P 500 index, which includes 500 of the largest companies in the U.S. While each of these ETFs has its strengths, the best ETF in the world is ultimately a matter of individual preference and investment goals. Investors who prioritize long-term performance may prefer VTI, while those who value diversification prefer URTH. Meanwhile, investors who prioritize low fees may prefer SPY. Now, I'm going to let you guys know real quick that my favorite ETF, I saved the best for last, is Vanguard Total World Index. Vanguard Total World Index is comprised of 60% U.S. stocks and 40% international, which it combines to about 9,000 different company holdings in that one ETF. So that level of diversification makes it the most diversified stock ETF, in my opinion. I could be wrong. In fact, I don't think I'm wrong on that one, but it is one of the most diversified ones, and it's one of the ones I can't recommend it, my opinion is I love the Vanguard Total World Index, the VT. All right. Just a quick one before I get to the comment section, before I get to the live comments, I'm going to say, in conclusion, the best ETF in the world depends on the individual preferences and investment goals. While VTI, URTH, and SPY all excel in different areas, investors should consider their own priorities. Also, I forgot to mention VT, their own priorities and do their own research before investing in any ETF. By evaluating long-term performance, diversification, and expense ratios, investors can find the ETF that best suits their needs. And for me, the Vanguard Total World Index really is one of the best ones. An S&P 500 one's pretty good. But anyway, let's look at the comments. Let's go to the comments section. Woohoo! All right, so Tim Smith says, spank that asset class. Does VT include North Korea? I'm assuming yes on North Korea, no on Portland. Let's highlight that comment. So, as we all know, Tim, I consider him one of the biggest parts of this channel, Tim Smith, and one of the best contributors. And in my opinion, he's just as much of a host as I am, more than anything. So I love my boy. So yeah, Tim's. I'm assuming if there's any Portland-based companies that happen to be publicly traded on the stock market, they're probably in VT somewhere. Nike, the shoe company, is based in Portland, Oregon. I take that back. It's based in Eugene, Oregon. I take that back. So Portland, the city of Portland, may have no companies that are publicly traded, possibly. But yeah, probably yes on North Korea. I'm drunk on Palm Bays right now. Do you got a dividend? Palm Bays. Let me take a look. Palm Bays. Let me see. Let's see. Palm Bays stock. So Palm Bay is a drink. Let's see. Is it a drink? Let's see. Drunk on Palm Bays. Okay, so this is what a Palm Bay is. I'm looking at it real quick. I'm going to share my screen with everybody real quick. I'm going to present. I don't really share my screen often, so it's good practice. So I'm going to share what I'm looking at on here. One of these days I'll figure it out. Here we go. So we got a Palm Bay drink. So this is Palm Bay, I guess. I actually, these look pretty good. These look really good. Huh. Let's see. I like the logos. I like the logos. I don't know if they actually taste good or not, but yeah. To get in on that. All right. Then I'm going to pretend like I'm not presenting anymore. Let's see. Go back to the... There we go. Oh, this is cool, though. I could go back to this into that. Okay, I like this. Neato. Oh, I've been drinking. So I've been drinking the mango, pineapple, tropical ones. Let's see. See, I like anything with pineapple. I do like pineapple juice a lot. So actually, mango's just as good. I'd say a mango beer, mango fruity type of weird beer. Kind of. I wonder how that tastes. It's probably. I don't know what. I know. I'm pretty sure I'd like it. I'm pretty open to a lot of different things, way too many different things. There are Canadian wine companies you could buy stock in. Don't know if people will drink in the future, though. I think people are still going to love their alcohol. I think alcohol is not going to necessarily die out. People still like to party. It's a social lubricant for a lot of people. I don't see alcohol ever going away, but... Yeah, I think you should invest in beer companies, and I don't know about liquor companies. I think beer, well, actually, you know, commercial beer is kind of dying. the commercial beer industry is kind of dying right now. So, yeah. Sucks. All right. So I'm going to end this broadcast, but I will be back live here in just a few moments. I'm just doing multiple 10-minute videos today. So I'm not doing them. I'm not doing 1-hour ones today. I'm doing quick. Like, you know, I'll read off the article. Let me see here. Europe has a lot of alcohol stocks. You can buy vodka, ooh, whiskey, etc. Yeah, where I am, I have a ton of craft beers. Tim, do you got a lot? Do you got a lot of IPAs that are based out of Canada, like India Pale Ales? Like, I don't know if you have any like any famous IPA companies that are from Canada. Because I'm sure a lot of a lot of the people up in Canada got nothing better to do than brew. I know it's I just love brewing. I'm actually going to be getting a home brew kit here pretty soon from one of my dad's friends, Mr. Haney. So that's going to be really fun. Going to do some home brew. I'm excited. IPAs, Russian stouts, etc. Lots of local craft beer. Nice, nice. That would be one of the cool things about going to Canada is just trying out all the different beers. Because I'm a beer connoisseur. I really do love beer. And so whenever I could drink, IPAs do give me a bit of a headache, but if I'm in the right mood, I'll definitely kick back some IPAs for sure. All right. Well, I'm going to go on to the next video. You guys will see me here in a few moments. I'm going to get prepared for the next live video, next live reading. But I'm ready. I'm ready to party with you guys, ready to get you guys on the next live video. Okay, I'll answer this question before I go to the next live video. Sean Phillips says, let's put Sean up on here. Say, hey, Mike, what do you think about gold? First off, now gold is a non-productive asset. Keep this in mind. Gold doesn't produce anything. But it's definitely more valuable than currencies. It's definitely more valuable than a piece of paper. It's more valuable than a digital currency. It's more valuable. Is it more valuable? Now, I got to think about this, though. Is it more valuable than a home that you can live in? I would compare gold. This is going to sound odd, but I would compare gold to real estate. Now, when I say real estate, though, I'm talking about non-productive real estate. Now, when I say non-productive, I mean the house isn't doing anything. Like, it's not being utilized. It's not being leased out, for instance. Yeah, gold is one of those things that gold is valuable. It is valuable as a raw resource. I wouldn't say that gold is completely inflation proof, by the way. Gold is not completely inflation proof, but it will always have a natural value to it. Now, if more gold is mined, like Tim just said, then yeah, its value is going to decrease. They've been thinking about mining gold from asteroids. Isn't that crazy? Like asteroids out in space. Like going into some asteroid belt or something like that and actually just getting robots that AI using AI to navigate little vessels that can mine gold. It'd be so crazy. I don't know what you guys think of this, but would it be worth the resources to have robots that mine gold? And then have like those robots have like a shipping container that they fling back at the earth. Would that be worth it? I think it would. I think it would be pretty fucking dope, to be honest. But yeah, no, I think gold is a... it's an investment. Is it an investment that's going to like 10x over the years? Gold is really a way for you to protect your ass if like the dollar goes to shit, in my opinion. it doesn't do anything unless you actually put it to use. Gold you have to hold on to for a while for its appreciation to kind of make sense. I'm still a huge proponent of stocks. I really do believe that stocks are the way. But yeah, and I'm just going to highlight Tim's comment here. Elon Musk's doggy coin is backed by asteroid gold. I don't doubt that for a second. It may be virtual asteroids in the metaverse created by my boy, Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg is sucking on my titties right now while we speak. That's why you can't see my nipples on camera. So anyway, any other questions, though, before we head on to the next video, before I end this video and start another live video? Any other questions, comments, concerns? Has anybody got any virtual metaverse drugs? I don't know. All right, no other questions? All right, so we're going to be on to the next video. I will see you all here in a few moments. I'm doing a video marathon tonight. I'm just doing 10-minute, 15-minute videos. We're rocking it. We're rocking it down, baby. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I'm trying to do like a... With arms wide open, under the sunlight. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. And welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. All right, Tim, man. I'll see you later. I am planning on doing Hey, Tim, before you go, I do want to do at some point another hour-long, maybe 30-minute, hour-long live stream. We don't have to go too long. But not tonight or anything. I'm just doing, like I said, a whole bunch of rando videos where I read articles that I make or either auto-generate. But let's see. I know I'm going to be busy on Tuesday night. We'll wing it. We'll wing it. We'll try to find a way to do another live video because I enjoy doing the live videos with Tim and I. Those are one of my favorites. And so Tim, if you want, I don't know what I'm doing Monday tomorrow. We can wing it. We can wing it. Tim, all you have to do is let me know if you really get bored and want to do a live stream or something. And if I'm busy, I'll let you know. But if I'm not, fuck it. Do a live stream. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Woo. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next video. Hopefully you heard that, Tim. But yeah, just, you know, reach out to me when you can. Oh, Tim, you don't have to go that far, brother. You don't have to go that far for that. I don't want you to get arrested, man. I care about you. You're a good dude, so I don't want you to get arrested, but but anyway, though, but yeah, I don't know. Just, you know, hit me up sometime because tonight, like I said, I'm just rolling through these videos real quick just to see how many live videos I could do in a set in maybe an hour. But anyway, I'll see you, Tim. See you, Sean. I'm on to the next video. Later, boys.